Welcome to this week's Real AI podcast, based on the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and artificial intelligence for real estate agents and brokers. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI newsletter for the week of April 20th, 2026. Now, here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
If you are joining us today, you're probably trying to figure out how to navigate a professional landscape that honestly feels like it's shifting under your feet every single day.
Oh, absolutely. Every day there's something new.
Right. And today, our mission is to explore this explosive and, frankly, highly contradictory intersection.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at the collision of real estate and artificial intelligence.
And we have a really spectacular roadmap for this journey today. We're pulling our insights directly from the April 20th, 2026 edition of the Real AI newsletter.
Which is such a good issue.
It really is. It's a crucial text right now because it doesn't just, you know, look at the shiny new features of AI. It actually looks at the very real friction those features are causing in the actual market.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't read it yet, the newsletter is authored by Kevin Hawkins. He's a highly regarded AI educator. And he's actually the author of The Real AI Guide for Real Estate Agents. And he writes this along with his son, Corey Hawkins. But the hook for today's deep dive, the thing we really need to unpack, is this central, unavoidable tension in their research. Because on one hand, AI has become this like ultimate universal converter.
Yeah, the ultimate tool.
Exactly. We are looking at a reality where a boring static spreadsheet can literally be transformed into a customized music track.
Which is wild to even think about.
It's completely wild.
Yeah.
But then on the exact same day, in the same market, consumer skepticism is skyrocketing so fast that buyers are literally willing to open their wallets and pay extra money just to have a human being verify that the AI isn't aligned to them.
I mean, it is the ultimate paradox, right? You have infinite capability meeting absolutely zero trust.
Yes.
And to understand how we arrived at this tension, we really have to start with the biggest operational shift that they outline in the newsletter. They describe it basically as the death of static document formats.
Okay, yes. So think about how we all have historically interacted with digital files. In the past, file formats were essentially like different shaped electrical plugs.
That's a great way to put it.
Right. Like if you traveled with a European plug, you just couldn't use an American outlet without this bulky, specific adapter. The data was trapped.
Completely trapped.
Yeah.
If you had a PDF, you needed Adobe.
Exactly. If you had a spreadsheet, you had to have Microsoft Excel. You, as the user, constantly had to conform to whatever limitations the software had.
Yeah, the friction was entirely on the human. You had to do the work. But what the newsletter points out is that AI has essentially inverted this dynamic.
Right.
AI is now the industry's most powerful universal adapter. It really does not care what shape the data comes in. It makes the power flow. It takes that trapped, rigid information and turns it into fluid, actionable data.
And the technical specifications they highlight for this are, frankly, they're just staggering. The newsletter compares two of the major platforms dominating this space right now, ChatGPT Business and Gemini Pro.
Right, the two heavyweights.
Yeah. So with ChatGPT Business, the system can natively read and interpret over 38 different file formats.
Wait, 38?
Yeah, 38. We're talking about, you know, your standard PDFs and Word docs, but also CSV files, JSON files, Python scripts, and then audio files like MP3s, and even video formats like MP4s.
Wow. And, you know, just to give some crucial context to those technical terms for a second, consider what a JSON file or a Python script actually represents in a real estate context.
Yeah, break that down.
Well, these aren't just normal text documents. They are often raw back-end data, the kind of stuff pulled directly from something like a multiple listing service database.
Like the actual code.
Exactly. Historically, you needed a highly trained developer to translate that raw code into a dashboard that a broker could actually sit down and read. But today, you can just take that raw code, drop it right into the AI and say, hey, give me a plain English summary of the local housing market.
I mean, that level of accessibility is just incredible. But, you know, the newsletter does note some pretty strict limits on the ChatGPT side.
Yeah, there are definitely constraints.
Right. It typically only handles shorter, maybe 2 to 3 minute audio or video clips.
Mm-hmm.
And the individual file sizes are capped around 25 to 100 megabytes, depending on your exact setup.
Which is fine for a lot of things.
But it's a bit like drinking an ocean through a straw. You know,
yeah.
It's incredibly powerful, but it's restricted.
Which is precisely where Gemini Pro steps in and completely supercharges that ingestion process.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Gemini Pro handles that same massive array of formats, but its capacity operates on an entirely different scale. We're talking about processing up to an hour of video or more than 8 hours of audio in a single prompt.
8 hours.
8 hours. And furthermore, it does all the transcription work for you internally.
Okay, wait, I have to pause you there. Because an 8-hour audio file, that honestly sounds like a recipe for absolute disaster.
How so?
Well, if I record, let's say, an entire workday's worth of client meetings.
Yeah.
Or 8 hours of property walkthroughs, right?
Yeah.
And I feed that massive file into an AI, isn't the system just going to start hallucinating details by hour six?
Yeah.
I mean, how do we actually trust that output when the data set is that enormous?
That is the exact vulnerability that users have to manage now. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
The AI isn't a human brain. It doesn't get tired or, you know, lose focus at hour six. But if you give it an 8-hour file and just lazily ask for a summary.
Right, a generic summary.
Yeah, it will inevitably flatten the nuance. Or worse, it will invent connections just to fill in the gaps. So the newsletter's insight here is really about a necessary change in user behavior.
Meaning we have to change how we ask the questions.
Exactly. You don't ask for a general summary of an 8-hour block. You use the AI as a precision retrieval tool. You have to ask things like, find all mentions of foundation issues in these specific property walkthroughs.
Okay. So it's about shifting from passive reading to, like, active interrogation.
Yes. Active interrogation is a great way to frame it. And the newsletter mentions another massive advantage for Gemini Pro here. While its document files are also capped around 100 megabytes, its video files can be up to a massive 2 gigabytes each.
2 gigabytes? That's huge.
It's massive. Plus, you can connect it directly to your Google Drive, so you can entirely bypass that clunky, time-consuming process of manually downloading and uploading all these giant files.
See, that alone saves so much time.
It really does. But the profound shift here isn't just a, you know, a technical battle between two software brands. It's not about OpenAI versus Google.
Right, it's bigger than that.
Much bigger. The paradigm has fundamentally shifted from asking, how do I open this information, to asking, how do I move instantly from information to action?
Wow.
You no longer have to interpret the data first and then separately sit down and figure out how to communicate it to a client. The AI is doing both of those things simultaneously.
And that leads perfectly into the next big point. Because the AI can ingest anything so effortlessly, we immediately run into a totally new problem.
The noise problem.
Exactly. How does a professional actually use this superpower without just flooding the internet with generated noise? And this is where the newsletter transitions beautifully into the practical magic of repurposing.
Right, because real estate agents already sit on absolute mountains of data.
Mountains of it. They have neighborhood reports, pricing histories, school district stats. It's all just trapped in those old, rigid formats we were talking about.
It is trapped value. And this is where the strategy of someone like Katie Lance becomes highly relevant.
Oh, I love her stuff.
Yeah, the newsletter highlights her teaching model, which is just brilliant in its simplicity. She teaches that a single in-depth blog post should become a streamlined email to your clients. And then that exact same email gets sliced up into multiple bite-sized social media posts.
Right, so the content cascades across different mediums.
Exactly. It cascades without requiring the agent to sit down and start from scratch every single time.
And AI puts absolute rockets on that cascade model. You can take a dense, incredibly dry 40-page market report-like, the kind of document that physically puts buyers to sleep.
Oh, we've all read them. They're awful.
Terrible.
Yeah.
But you can instantly convert it into this warm, client-friendly narrative. You can take a massive spreadsheet of pricing trends and literally tell the AI to extract a compelling story about why it's a great time to sell in a specific zip code.
And it does it in seconds.
In seconds. But the newsletter shares an example of this that genuinely pushes the boundaries of how we even think about content.
Oh, the audio example.
Yes. Using tools like Suno, you can take a standard text-based listing description, literally just words on a page saying, you know, 3 beds, 2 baths, great natural light, and instruct the AI to generate a completely original music soundtrack for a virtual tour.
Purely based on the text.
Purely based on the emotional vibe of that text. Going from a bulleted list to a literal symphony is just mind-bending to me.
It really is. I mean, you could generate a sweeping, elegant, classical score for a luxury estate and then turn around and make a fast-paced, upbeat track for a downtown loft, all from the exact same core data points.
It's unbelievable.
It demonstrates the limitless elasticity of data now. But, you know, the true gold mine in section of the newsletter isn't actually the flashy music generator.
No.
No, it's a very specific pro tip from Kevin Hawkins regarding how you actually prompt these systems. He suggests taking your document and prompting the AI with this exact phrase. Explain this as if I'm talking to a seller or buyer for the first time.
Oh, I love that. I can see how that forces the AI out of like formal robot mode and right into human empathy mode.
Exactly. It acts as a jargon translator for things like escrow or contingencies, which confuse everyone.
Right, right. But okay, here is where I have to push back a little bit on behalf of you, the learner, listening to this right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because if literally every single agent can instantly take a bulleted list and blast out 10 blog posts, a daily email campaign, and a custom music track, aren't we just going to drown clients in an absolute ocean of AI-generated spam?
It's a very real fear.
I mean, if everyone has a megaphone now, doesn't all this repurposing just become deafening noise?
Yes. And that is the exact trap that a lot of the industry is falling into right now. But synthesizing the newsletter's insights here, the true advantage of AI in a complex field like real estate is not volume.
It's not about doing more.
No, it is clarity. Real estate has always been fundamentally about translating deeply complex variables like fluctuating mortgage rates or, you know, market timing into clear, confident decisions for a client.
Right. It's about reducing their anxiety, not adding to it with a dozen new AI-generated emails they have to read.
Precisely. The point of using AI to turn a spreadsheet into a story isn't to just create more content to blast at people. It is to create better understanding.
That makes a lot of sense.
The AI saves you the hours you used to spend wrestling with formatting, right? So that you can actually communicate clearly. It changes the foundational question you ask when you sit down at your desk.
Okay, so wise.
You stop asking, what is this document? And you start asking, what could this data become to best serve my client's anxiety?
What could this become? Wow, that is a massive shift in perspective. But, you know, because agents can now generate infinite, highly convincing content in seconds, we are suddenly seeing the darker flip side of this superpower.
The trust issue.
Yeah, because if everything can be seamlessly converted and manipulated, like turning text to music, tweaking property images, reshaping historical narratives, how do buyers know what's real anymore?
Well, the harsh reality is they often don't. And the statistics the newsletter pulls from Cotality AI illustrate a deeply, deeply wary public.
I was blown away by these numbers.
They are eye-opening. According to the data, 74% of home buyers surveyed simply assume that AI is being used somewhere in their home buying journey.
So they know it's there.
They know the invisible hand of the algorithm is present. However, 68% of them want clear, explicit notification whenever AI is involved in creating outputs.
They expect it to be there, but they demand a warning label on it.
Exactly. And furthermore, only 16% of prospective buyers in the U.S. stated they actually trust AI tools to help them find a home.
16%. That is so low.
It's tiny. And a full 33%, so one-third of all home buyers surveyed, said that a single significant AI listing error would cause them to completely lose trust in the system.
See, why is the consumer tolerance so low here? I mean, think about it. If a streaming algorithm recommends a bad movie to me, I just turn it off. I don't lose all trust in the platform forever.
Right, but the stakes dictate the tolerance. Real estate is typically the largest, most consequential financial transaction of a person's entire life.
That's true.
A hallucinated detail from an AI about square footage or zoning laws, or, heaven forbid, whether a home is in a floodplain, that isn't just an inconvenience, it is potential financial ruin.
Yeah, you can't just undo a house purchase like a bad movie.
Exactly. And this asymmetry of risk leads directly to the most jaw-dropping statistic in the entire newsletter.
Lay it on us.
44% of homebuyers surveyed said they would financially compensate a human being just to verify the AI's output.
That is wild to me. The very technology that was designed to make these transactions cheaper and faster and more efficient, it has actually created a trust deficit so incredibly deep that nearly half of consumers will literally pay a premium just to have a human being double check the machine's work.
It really highlights the gap between tech ambition and consumer comfort. And the headlines curated in the newsletter reflect this exact tension playing out in real time.
Yeah, they had a bunch of them.
Right. Like an Inman article explicitly points out that while tech leaders in Silicon Valley absolutely love AI, Everyone else on Main Street is highly skeptical.
There's a huge disconnect.
Huge. Then HousingWire looks at the specific use case of AI virtual staging. You know, this is where you use AI to drop digital furniture into photos of empty rooms or maybe alter the lighting to make it look sunnier.
Right. And the HousingWire piece warns that this is pushing real estate into an ethical gray zone. And you can totally see why.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there is a very thin line between adding a nice digital couch to help a buyer visualize the space and, you know, digitally painting over water damage on the ceiling.
Which is terrifying for a buyer.
Imagine touring a house that looked pristine online and discovering it requires a total gut job in reality.
Which is precisely why Consumer Reports is actively backing a new California bill that's mentioned in the newsletter.
Right, the transparency bill.
Yeah. This legislation would legally require rental listings to clearly disclose any altered photos and provide a direct hyperlink to the original unaltered images. The push for forced legislated transparency is already here.
It's happening now. Yeah. And Politico also ran a headline recently, which the newsletter included, stating that civil rights protections used to challenge bias in housing are shrinking as these automated AI screening tools become more prevalent. And just as a quick note for you listening, Lerner, whenever we bring up these regulatory or political headlines like the Politico piece, we're just impartially reporting the landscape as it's provided in the sources. We aren't here to weigh in on the politics of that or endorse either side of the regulatory debate.
Of course not.
We're simply looking at how these rapid technological changes are forcing the entire housing industry to grapple with new rules, or, in some cases, a dangerous lack of rules.
And what is clear from all these headlines is that the rapid adoption of this technology is vastly outpacing the ethical frameworks meant to govern it.
Yeah, the tech is moving too fast.
Way too fast. The incredible ease of creation we discussed earlier, the music, the content, it has directly caused a crisis of authenticity. When everything can be easily faked or enhanced or hallucinated by a machine, authenticity becomes scarce.
And in any market, whatever is scarce becomes highly valuable.
Great points, Miles and Grace. And that's this week's Real AI Podcast. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy. And until next week, keep it real.